Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the premiere performance of a new Lawrence and Lee play with music, Love Song, starring Gordon McRae and his charming guest, Dorothy Warren Show. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another musical first is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, we bring you a love story set to music. Dorothy Warren Schold is Diane, and I am David, as we present Love Song.
Dear days of our youth and the silver and gold, when our hearts were singing, we'll never grow. The nights were bright with a joy untold, and the days were wine sparkling with silver.
That part you have played wrong. Here, slide over a bit on the piano bench.
Yes, Mr. Reiner.
Now, you must play it with feeling, accenting the downbeats. Each note is, well, like a tone of silver or of gold. You see?
I think so.
Yes?
Your next pupil is waiting, Mr. Reiner.
Well, then, until next week, little one.
I will practice every day.
Good. And you practice everything but the mistakes.
Goodbye, Mr. Reiner.
The one with the pigtails is waiting.
Thank you. Thank you for telling me, Mrs. Nevins. You're a good landlady. I was never one to watch a clock.
This letter's just arrived. Special delivery. I couldn't help read the return address. It's from Madame Diane Lindorf.
Oh?
Is that the widow of the famous composer? Johann Lindorf?
Perhaps it is.
Has a San Francisco postmark. Did you know she was here in town? Here in this country?
Mrs. Nevins, will you do me a favor? Tell my next pupil I'll return her 50 cents, but there cannot be any more lessons today.
All right, Mr. Reiner.
Now, let's see. My dear old friend, how many years has it been since I have seen you? It has been difficult for me to find you, but I need your help. Would you come to see me at my suite at the Palace Hotel? Please, dear David, for the sake of the old days, respectfully, Diana Lindorf. For the sake of the old days. Oh, Diane.
Number the lonely heart can know my sadness, alone and parted far from joy and gladness. Above me, senses fail.
Mrs. Nevins?
Yes? What do you want, Mr. Reiner?
Would you take out of the mothballs, please, my good black suit? I must go pay a very important visit.
My dear old friend.
Madame Lindorf.
In the old days, you called me Diane.
Diane.
Are you well, David? Are you prospering?
Well, I teach a bit.
Oh, David, do you remember our young days in Vienna?
I remember, Diane.
Well, there was a song we sang about it. It goes through my head whenever I think of my wonderful city.
Every tree in the park, every leaf on a tree, waves a welcome to me.
We were young, Diane. The years were still pennies in our pockets.
Do you remember, David, the night at the cafe on the Prater when Johann drank a toast?
Yes. He drank to friendship and to music and to our youngness.
A toast to friendship, to music, and to our youngness.
Oh, I'll drink to that, Johann.
So will I.
Fill up my glass with wine. Don't ask what kind I have in mind. It's all the same to me. It's all the same to me. Some wine from France will bubble too. If not, I have some cordial too. From Austria so free.
drinks of sparkling red wine.
It is a night for celebration, Johann. We congratulate you, David, and I, for your great honor.
Congratulate me when the concert is over.
Oh, but to be appointed by the Academy to conduct for the Emperor.
Well, I'll be frank with you. The only competition I worried about was you, David.
Oh, never, Johann. The Academy does not consider me the type to conduct.
Well, lucky in love, David. Unlucky at conducting orchestras for emperors, huh? When are you two getting married?
Soon.
Yes, one of these days when I have a little money in pocket.
Well, I may have won the prize of conducting for the Emperor, but ah, my friend, you have won the most beautiful girl in Vienna. David, David, let me in.
Who is it? Johann, what are you doing here at this hour of the night?
David, you've got to help me.
Come in, come in.
David, I have something to tell you. I told the faculty board that I've written a concerto dedicated to the Emperor. That's why I won the honor.
Have you written such a concerto, Johann?
I've tried. I have 1,000 beginnings, but nothing has happened. And I've promised to bring the composition to the faculty in the morning. Please help me, David.
Let me see what you have here.
Nothing, scrawls, erasures. Please, for the sake of our friendship, help me.
Here. I do not know if this is good, Johann. No one has ever seen it or heard it. But it is a complete concerto. At this late hour, it is better than nothing.
Majesty has asked me to congratulate Herr Lindor for his stirring concerto and commissions him to execute for the royal pleasure a complete symphony.
David, if you'll help me out with this one symphony, we'll split the money, and you'll have enough to marry Diane.
But you don't understand, Johann.
If you'll help me, David, just this once, we both profit. Otherwise, we're just two more poor students at the Academy, besides Diane.
I'll do it, Johann. For Diane.
Have you read the papers, David? Do you see what the critics say about Johann and his symphony?
Yes, Diane.
Oh, why haven't you seen Johann? Why haven't you congratulated him on his success?
Diane, I have very good reasons for not wishing to see Johann Lindorf again.
Are you jealous of him, David?
Darling, the man is a fraud, an imposter. Why, he's...
I'm sorry to hear you say that. I thought I was in love with you, David. Perhaps I was wrong.
But Diane...
down, Herr Reiner.
Thank you.
All the members of our publishing house have been studying your symphony. Tell me, how long ago did you write this?
You were the first to see it, sir. I've spent the last 10 months on this work, my second, my first symphony.
I'm sorry to inform you, Herr Reiner, that we cannot accept it.
Oh?
It has value, of course. However, we find that it is merely an imitation of Johann Lindorf.
Do you remember, David, that day in the cafe on the Prater?
And all the days that followed.
Yes, the days of our youngness.
Yes.
Dear days of our youth. For silver and gold, when our hearts were.
return in a moment for Act Two of Love Song. Do you know what one sound probably has more to do with your enjoyment of the highways than any other? It's a familiar sound. Listen. Yes, the familiar freight train is probably your best friend when it comes to helping you enjoy your car on the public highways. That's because America's railroads move more tons of freight, more miles, than all other forms of transportation combined. And they move nearly five times as many ton miles as all intercity trucks put together. Now, that's tremendously important to you, because if any considerable part of this railroad traffic were to move on the public highways, just imagine what you as a motorist would be up against. Yes, freight movement by rail means more fun and safety for you when you're driving, in addition to longer life and lower maintenance costs for the highways you pay for with your taxes. And that's only one way in which America's railroads make it possible for you to enjoy your automobile. You see, your car could not even have been built without a lot of railroad transportation. Auto assembly lines demand a tremendous flow of frames, motors, bodies, wheels, and tires. And it's the railroads that must deliver those parts, just as they delivered the raw materials from all over the country that went into the manufacture of those parts. Now, what's true of your automobile is also true of most everything else you buy and use at home and at work. Transportation is an essential ingredient. And only the railroads can provide the high volume of low-cost transportation, which is the cornerstone of America's mass production and mass consumption. Remember, too, that you don't pay one penny in taxes for the benefits you receive every day from these privately owned steel highways of America's railroads. Steel highways that form the backbone of America's essential transportation system. Now here is Act Two of the new Lawrence and Lee play with music, Love Song, starring Gordon McRae as David Reiner and Dorothy Warrenschold as Diane Lindorf.
When I think of Vienna, my head is like a music box.
Sometimes it is good to remember, Diane. Sometimes it is not good to remember. Why have you asked me to come here?
Because I need your help, old friend. Next month will be the anniversary of Johann's death. There will be a special memorial concert of all the Lindorf music at the San Francisco Opera House. But there's one composition of my husband's that the world has never heard. A love song.
A love song?
Yes. To me, it's the loveliest melody he ever wrote. But, David, the song has no ending.
Oh?
I thought perhaps you, who knew Johann's style so well, could fill in the missing notes. And then it could be performed publicly for the first time.
Do you have a copy of this song?
Yes. Here, on the piano.
How did it get torn like this?
Well, it was very strange. It was the first Christmas after Johann and I were married. The manuscript arrived by messenger. I remember I answered the door myself. Yes?
A package for Madame Lindorf.
Thank you. Oh, it's music. For my beloved. Oh, I must play it. Why, it's lovely. Oh, Johann. Johann, come in here.
Yes, darling.
Johann, it's the most wonderful present a wife ever received.
What, the bracelet?
Of course not. This. Oh, it's the loveliest melody you've ever written. Oh, the ending is simply thrilling. What's wrong?
Diane, how did this come to you?
Why, a messenger just brought it.
For my beloved. I never intended for you to see this. My copyist made a mistake sending it to you. I meant to destroy it.
Why, Johann, but don't tear it. No! And And so, David, I pieced together the torn fragments with mending tape.
There's no last page. No ending?
No, it was destroyed completely. David, help me. Perhaps together we can sketch in the ending, the way it was.
I can't.
Please, David.
I... Very well. I will try.
I heard melodies majestic and organ grinder tunes. The night was singing music and the sky was full of moons. The wind was like a buffalo. The trees bent down to hear. The stars were dancing waltzes just because they knew you were here. Love song like a gentle breeze whispered from my piano keys. Time was when I heard it play. You sang that was yesterday. Love song in a minor key. Our song's just a memory. My piano keys remember. My fingers write your name. Love, what a allegro. The song is still the same. A love song from a happy day. Love song must fade away. Oh, play, play my symphony, my rhapsody.
Does it make?
Oh, everything. The concerto. The symphony. Did you write them too, David?
It was many years ago, Diane.
Oh, David, how could you have loved me enough to write this beautiful song after I left you?
I did not love you, Diane. I adored you.
Oh.
But when you married Johann, there was nothing for me to do but disappear. This song was merely a farewell present.
And I have loved this song for all the years of my life. Oh, David.
Do you still want me to finish the love song for the concert?
Oh, not only for the concert, David. Finish the love song for me.
Love song from a happy day. Love song must it fade away. Oh, play, play my symphony. My rhapsody.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy Warren's show will be back in just a moment. And meanwhile, our hearty thanks to Paul Fries, who was Johann, to Isabel Jewell, John T. Smith, Dick Beals, and to our entire company. Love Song was a new musical play written especially for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this same time by the American Railroads. This year, according to the National Safety Council, about 15,000 farm residents will be killed in accidents, at work, at home, and on the highway. These deaths will be particularly tragic, because most of them could have been prevented by thinking safely, working safely, acting safely. That's why the National Safety Council urges us to develop and practice at all times the habits of safety. Remember, the life you save may be your own.
Well, Dorothy, it was a joy to sing with you, young and old, in Vienna and in San Francisco.
Is it true, Gordon, that next week's program is the 200th Railroad Hour broadcast?
That's right, Dorothy. And we've scheduled an exciting new musical called The Pirate of New Orleans.
And I shall be bloodthirsty and gallant in the role of the memorable Jean Lafitte, citizen of New Orleans.
Do you make me walk the plank, Monsieur Lafitte?
Well, if I do, Dorothy, you'll be singing every inch of the way, I'll tell you right now.
Sounds exciting, Gordon. I'll be on deck. Good night.
Good night, Dorothy. And as usual, you were wonderful.
All aboard!
Well, dear friends, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so until next Monday night in the premier performance of The Pirate of New Orleans, this is your friend Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
The Railroad Hour was transcribed in Hollywood. Gordon McRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now stay tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
This evening, Mildred Miller stars on The Voice of Firestone over NBC.